irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, sound therapist, spiritual mentor for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And today I'm excited and thrilled to have a wonderful, multifaceted artist from Israel, an international artist, Suyan Kaspi. Suyan is the daughter of Mati Kaspi. Mati Kaspi is in my opinion, Israel's most prolific composers and musicians in Israel these days, made history in Israel music, over 1,000 songs, tens of productions, and cooperation, musical cooperations. And the beauty, and I had an interview with him, and we broadcast it this morning. So his daughter, Suyan Caspi, is coming out today with a new project called Songs of My Father, where she sings Mati's songs, her father's songs, in English. New renditions, new instrumentations, new arrangements, and livelihood that Suyan can bring to this world of music, to this world to understand and to accept and to learn Mati's music. So I hope you enjoy. And at the end, please stay at the end, to the end of the show. At the end of the show, there will be a bonus brand new song for Suyan Caspi. And I will talk about it on the other side. There we go. Hi, welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay. I'm your host, a spiritual mentor, and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. Empower your power, your gifts, not power over someone or something. הרי אני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, your gardener, your partner in the same way that you express love to yourself. And the focus is always first on yourself, on ourselves. So we can, how do we talk to ourselves? How do we treat ourselves? What do we promise to ourselves? Do we expect things from ourselves? And how do we go about doing it? So expanding our awareness and here every Sunday to share experiences and to share gifts of others that are transcending from one place to another with different stories and different experiences that are here to encourage. And today I am ecstatic. This whole weekend, I've been really ecstatic to host a family, pretty much, of musicians. Not just musicians from Israel. The father, Mati Caspi, I play his music every single week. I don't play any English music. I just play most of the time his music. One of the music. If not the musician that affected and shaped the genre and the color and the quality of Israeli music for me personally and just in general, just because I see how things are developing and what styles and rhythms people are using that are being drawn from Mati Caspi. And the interesting pivot that I'm so excited to be a part of this generational pivotal point. Today we're having, I'm ecstatic to introduce Suyan Caspi. Suyan Caspi is Mati Caspi's daughter. Hi, Suyan. Welcome here. Welcome to Abracadabra.
Hi, Ilan. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Suyan is a wonderful artist. She's talented. She's talented, and I haven't met her even yet. Today is the first time.
Yeah.
And Suyan is a singer. She's a musician. She's a painter, so I heard.
Yeah, it's a hobby.
It's a hobby. And you speak several languages, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, and today we are going to talk about your new project, Songs of My Father. So you're taking basically your father's songs,
yeah,
recoating them kind of with your color, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm translating them first to English and later on to more languages, like maybe German, maybe Chinese, maybe Portuguese, which I also speak.
Wow.
And yeah, right now I have a total of two songs
cool.
that are already on YouTube, and I'm working on my third one, and I'm really, really excited.
That's great. These are great songs. And you have
Thank
a great, you have a lovely presence. You have a great presence. You take it to a different place. You know, many times I could see that I couldn't hear other people singing your father's songs. And the first mm-hmm. time that I allowed myself to hear somebody else singing his song is you, because you take it to a different place. And I allowed myself, maybe it's the age or something, I don't know, but I allowed myself to allow things, different things to come in, and you do a lovely job. Thank you.
That's amazing to hear. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This project of taking my father's music and introducing it to the world, it has taken me years to come up with, not because I didn't have the idea for so long. I've been thinking about this for so many years, and just recently I started really actually working on it. And now I'm just so happy to see it come true, and really hopeful. I'm really hopeful that the world will love it too, because I really think that my father's music has international potential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not objective, but but absolutely. You know, as a musician, that's the music I started playing. That's the first
really?
Song that I started playing at the age of 11. So,
wow, that's great.
So it's timeless. Music is timeless. You know, that's why it works also perfectly when you sing it, and we will hear the first song soon, because I really want to talk to you about, you know, you're talking about translating.
Uh-huh.
You know, in many cultures, there is a problem, because some cultures, you can't really translate word to word.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I did is, it was a combination of translating and adapting it to the local culture. If it's, for example, in English, back at the time when I wrote the lyrics, I was living in LA with my sister, and I thought, how would the American audience react to this translation? So, yeah, I mean, you're right. Each culture is different, and maybe one of the next songs will be translated to Portuguese. So naturally, I'll be thinking about the Brazilian way of thinking, the Brazilian audience.
Yeah.
And I will make it really Brazilian-like.
That's cool. That's cool. And so the next song, I want to play the first song, your first.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about other songs. I want to talk about songs with your sister, that your sister, Sean, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so let's talk about the first song, Days of Summer, right?
Yes, Days of Summer.
Days of Summer. And as an example, can you talk about this song? Because also here there is the change that you did. I feel the difference, the most difference that I feel is in the cultural perception of the song. Like Yemei Batzoret, it's really something that we hear more in Israel. And it's kind of almost like a Hebrew term kind of thing, you know?
Yes, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah. So Days of Summer, I just have to say, first of all, that when I wrote the lyrics in English, it was one of those really, really hot days in LA. So it was an inspiration for me as well. I was thinking about, in Hebrew, Yamei Batzoret, Days of Drought.
That's
and
right.
And then I thought, okay, Days of Drought, maybe I'll make it sound a little, I don't know, younger, Days of Summer, something more catchy.
Venice and, Beach kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I came up with this name and I started writing. And I thought about the combination of my father's songs, Hebrew lyrics, and the new English lyrics. And my goal was to preserve some of the original lyrics in English and, you know, combining it with the modern English lyrics that I wrote. And I think I came up with something pretty catchy, pretty cool, without losing the original charm, you know?
Yeah, that's one. So let's hear this. This is Days of Summer. Thank you. right. Wow, where are you? Thank you. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, for those who don't know the original song, the interlude, the improvisation of the guitar is different.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that was my father's idea because we collaborate together on this project. So I really wanted the original guitar solo to stay, but my father said, no, we need something new. We need something fresh. And just leave it to me. So I did, and I'm really happy with it. I mean, when I heard it the first time, I was like, whoa, this is really groovy, and it just works.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. Was the improvisation just an improvisation, or was it written, or how did that work?
Just an improvisation. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's
really cool.
That's really great. You know, now during the Corona time, one of the things that I like to ask people are, what are the things that you would like to have, in the family members? What kind of profession would be the perfect profession to have at home during this during this quarantine? You know.
Well, there are several who would come in handy. Like a chef.
Oh, okay.
Or, of course, any form of art, musician, painter, even sculptor. Because, you know, this time being at home, you learn to appreciate all of the small things, things you normally you would appreciate, but not as much as right now, because this is all you got. Mm. I mean, you can't really say, I can go out right now, meet some friends at a pub, and talk about how business is going. You know, these are not normal times, and hopefully we'll get back to the normal times very soon. But yeah, I think the professions that you would like to have at home would be things with art.
Yeah, it's more like, because the art really kind of, if you think about it, kind of feeds the soul, you know?
Oh, sorry, can you repeat that?
Feeds the soul, neshama.
Oh, definitely.
The soul, yeah. You know? And the other thing is going out, you know, it's all external. So when we are now in this coronic time, I call it,
coronic time.
I call it coronic time because it's really, you know, anyway, we're going into ourselves. And we look at what's really important and really what's in front of us that we many times don't see because we're all the time vroom, vroom.
Yeah, the very fast rhythm of today. Yeah. Sometimes we miss a lot of small things, and now it's time to reflect and just pay attention to those things. You go out, everybody wears masks. Everybody seems so stressed and afraid, and I think it really affects everyone. I mean, on a whole different level. And I just, you know, being at home, I really appreciate that I have a family to spend this time with, because a lot of people, they're alone at home. And I can't imagine what that's like, you know, not being able to see your friends and your grandparents for such a long time. It's tough.
So here is here's the situation. You've been playing with your father. You've been performing, and now you can't perform, right?
Yeah.
And we really don't know when this form of gathering will be available again, you know, or how soon, or this kind of thing.
Right.
So it's obviously very very. You miss that, I assume. How do you deal with this?
Yeah, I miss that terribly. Well, it's funny that you mention it, because today we got an email from my father's agent, and she is already talking about options for shows around July or August. So
In Israel,
in places where there will be less than 100 people, because there is talk about allowing people to go to shows, but with a limit, you know, not no more than 100 people
Yes.
inside a hall or something like that. So around June 14th, it will be allowed. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I
mean, hoping for the good.
Huh?
Yeah, of course. Of course. We can't go without that.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay. So around that time, we'll go back to performing.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So let's go back a little bit. What mm-hmm. came first for you as a kid? When did you discover that you are actually really drawn to music, or was it? Do you think was it a default because it was in the family? And if what was the first?
The first time, I think it was when I was really really young. I would just listen to my dad sing and record. They took me as a baby to the recording studio, and I just listened to music, and I started, you know, coming up with the second voice and the third voice all by myself. And then my parents would just listen to me, and they knew I loved music. So it was that. It was also a lot of believe it or not, Disney movies. I loved to sing along to all the songs, and I bet a lot of kids also love that. But I think the movies and my dad singing and also the music at home, because my mom is also very musical.
That's right.
I think all of that just, you know, made me discover music at a very young age, and I just fell in love with it.
That's wonderful. What about your sister? Sean, she sang with you. There is a cover that you two did.
Yes, that's right.
How is that? Is she in the music as much as you, as deep as you?
Well, she's extremely talented. She can sing really really well, and she's very musical, of course. And that's why I really enjoy singing with her. Whether it's at home, just for fun, or doing a clip, a video clip. This cover, Dust in the Wind by Kansas, my father suggested it to be a reggae version. And
oh, wow.
I think it was really, really nice. I mean, to make that change, I was surprised at first, but then I just listened to it all the time, and I just loved it. I loved the idea. My sister also loved it. But she chose to go after something else, acting. So right before the outbreak, I lived with her in LA because she got accepted to the New York Film Academy.
Wonderful.
Yeah, acting for film. Thank you.
Yeah.
So she's really doing an amazing job, and I can't wait to see, you know, her acting future.
Me neither. I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm me too. I mean, I'm waiting to waiting to see that. Let me know.
Thank you.
So let's play this this cover that this cover of you and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And. There you go. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So how is it to work with your sister? How are you two?
Lots of laughs. Mainly laughs, but lots of fun. She's really professional. And we're both perfectionists, which works in our favor, of course.
I wonder where you got it from.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, but it serves us well, and we just love working with the family.
That's wonderful. So, your mother, Raquel? Raquel, right?
That's actually Rachel or Raquel in Portuguese, Raquel.
Raquel, okay, so I didn't pronounce it right, Raquel, okay. Yeah. And she also, there was also an album of hers that Mati did.
Oh, yes.
Raquel, right? I loved that album. I remember I got it when,
thank you.
Yeah, when I was in Boston, I got that album. It came out around that time.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But yeah, I think my mother has so many talents. The list is so long.
The list is endless.
It's endless, yeah.
I wanted to talk in the beginning about painting, about your painting.
Okay.
Did you paint like some? You just for hobby? Do you put it out somewhere? I mean, how is that translated in your music? How do you? I mean, is it connected? Do you connect between them? And
no, I don't think there is a connection between my paintings and the music. But I do sometimes picture things in my head when I sing, mm-hmm. and sometimes when I just start a painting at home. I like to paint on canvas, and sometimes I just like to sketch on paper. I just turn on my favorite music and I just go with it.
Is this yours behind you there over there?
Oh, this? Oh, no, we bought it.
Oh, okay.
That's
you said canvas. You know, so like,
oh, there. Yeah. No, actually, that's a print. That's, okay. I did a very nice painting of a dragon, though.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's
thank
pretty.
You so much.
So the project is called Songs of My Father, right?
Yes. Songs of My Father, or Music of My Father.
So this was your idea to start this project?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
It was your idea. It was a natural as you were talking about it, but it was something that sparked particularly at this time. Was it Corona time?
Well, actually, this idea came to me a very long time ago. I think when I was around 14, I think when I was 14 and I got my guitar as a birthday present. Uh-huh. So my dad started teaching me guitar. And then that was the age when I finally started to listen more carefully to my dad's music and appreciate it even more and understand it deeper, you know? I just realized this music is so complex and so beautiful and so unique. It deserves a place in the world,
absolutely,
not just in Israel.
Yeah, I mean, what you're singing, and I'm excited to hear what you're going to sing next and the new songs that are going to come out.
Uh-huh.
I know that there is a new song that is coming out, and I don't know if...
Yes, we're still working on it.
Okay,
final touches.
Okay, and, so... If it'll be available for the recording, we'll add it. So if not. But it's really as far as the rhythm, the rhythm, the vast, the wide gamut of the styles of music that your dad created is just huge. From every style, it's really like the reggae, you know, and Middle Eastern, and well, that's maybe part
everything.
Of that. But Brazilian, right? Brazilian is the big
influence. It's a huge chunk of all my dad's musical experience in Israel, because he's called the pioneer of Brazilian music in Israel. Yeah. He actually introduced the Brazilian music and rhythm and musical world of Brazil to the Israeli audience.
Probably that's right.
And at the time, it was something completely new.
It was revolutionary.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and yes, the complex and every note is thought of. Even the improvisations are all written. It's totally. So the fact that you're doing it in a way that you're taking it, it's changing like a solo here. Who knows? Maybe next time what we'll hear that you've changed and modified. It'll be really exciting to hear. And now this weekend, it's like from generation to generation. It's really taking a color of the original, and transforming it. Transforming it to the new world. So you're coming with this, I want to do this like that. And your father is known to be a music dictator. This is how it has to be. It has to be like this. It has to be. And I love it. It's perfectionist.
Exactly.
That's where I got it from. Yes. Wonderful. I really love it. So how did you feel that he was really open relatively to somebody that is your father and older, other generation, open to really explore what you want and not just to serve the song?
I felt completely free to explore with his guidance, because my father is known to be a very harsh judge when it comes to music, especially his music. But when I collaborate with my dad in this project, I just feel, okay, this is my dad, and I'm free to explore and present new stuff to him. And
yeah, that's right. It's easier.
It is easier.
That's right.
I mean, hey, dad, here's something new. Okay, let's listen to it. And it's fun. It's really fun.
Many kids, many stories that I read are of because the children of famous people, they don't want to be part of. And we already went over the fact that you really were musical since you were a kid. So that really never happened. This was really like a smooth transition. What you wanted was available.
It was. And I feel so lucky on so many levels that I could accomplish myself in this field so smoothly with all that help that I have from my dad and from the rest of the family, because all of us are musical. So it's very easy. Sometimes I get new ideas for new vocals from my mom and from my sister as well. And I get some, you know, different tips, different styles. So
that's great.
It's really, it's amazing.
It's the best school.
It is.
I want to play, this is my second childhood, Zuya Lutia Shnia. Do you want to say something about this, or do you want to hear it first?
I'll just say one thing.
Yes.
This song was originally written by Ehud Manor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the lyrics are so touching. And I tried, you know, to come up with lyrics that would say the same thing and would have the same depth as the original lyrics. And I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't do it. So I had an amazing help from our very good friend from Kfar Vardim. I don't know if you know what that is.
I know what Kfar Vardim is. Yes.
Yeah, because we used to live there I think 12 years. So one of our very good friends there, Sydney Rosenberg, he wrote the lyrics, and I just used those lyrics because I couldn't touch it. It was so beautiful. And even though I'm not a parent myself, I could really sense what it means to be a parent through those lyrics. That's how powerful they are.
Hmm. Okay. So it's interesting. It's interesting how everybody takes it to a different place, you know?
Right.
Like you're looking at it from a parenthood kind of thing.
Yes.
Interesting. All right. So let's play that. This is my second childhood. There you go.
Seeing the world through your eyes, reaching again. just like a child once again. I live through you. Through eyes where all is new, I see the world waiting again to be born. Through your young hands I will learn again to reach for the waves at dawn. Words take on so many meanings when you say
wonderful. Thank you. This is another example. Yeah. Thank you. This is another example of a taste of another angle, another genre, another style of music. So this is really giving you a lot of material to work with.
Yeah, it's a big range of styles and rhythms and different songs, different atmospheres the songs give us. So it's a lot of material to work with, and I'm really glad.
Yeah. Suyan, what does Suyan mean?
Suyan, okay. So being very original, my parents watched a movie with Marlon Brando a long, long time ago, and one of the characters' names was Suyan, and she was Chinese. So they looked it up, and apparently Su in Chinese means courage, and Yan means a lot of colors. But you have to say it with the correct tones, because in Chinese you have different tones. Mm-hmm. So like it has to be Su Yan. Like Su is very straight, and then Yan goes down. Su Yan.
Su Yan.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Su Yan. Okay, so it's not Yan.
It's not exactly
it's not
Yan.
Suyan. In Israel, probably they call you Suyan. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Because in Hebrew it sounds like that, but in Chinese it would sound like Suyin.
Suyin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suyin. Okay. So what's the fascination with the Chinese?
I think my name. I just one day I asked my parents, "What does my name mean?" And they told me, and that's when it started. When I was a teenager, I had a Chinese piano teacher, and she started teaching her little kid Chinese because growing up in Israel, she wanted him to also learn his mother tongue. And I just asked her to come and listen, and she agreed. And then I was really fascinated, you know, by everything, the history of the language and the way you write the characters. Each character has a meaning. It's like drawing, which is another reason why I love it. And the different tones when you speak, it's like music.
Yeah, so. your dad was saying that there are certain things that you cannot say and certain things that you can say, and they're the same words and depends on the subject or something like that.
Oh, yeah. There are,
oh, my God.
It's so, wow. It wasn't easy to learn it. I as part of my degree in East Asian Studies, I had to learn an Asian language, either. It could be, I mean, Chinese, Japanese, or Hindu.
Yeah.
And I just chose Chinese. And I'm telling you, this is hard stuff. It's not easy. And like you said, there are a lot of words that sound the same. You even sometimes you write the same way, but they have different meanings.
that's crazy. Well, I mean, you know, you're obviously multi-talented, multi-artists. How do you say
thank
that?
Thank you.
Multifaceted. Let's put it this way. So this is really great to hear. Are you going to take the painting to a next level? I mean, are you just going to?
I don't know. Maybe someday. Right now, I just enjoy painting for fun.
So in 2005, you had also a rap song that was included at the end, like as an appendix to your dad's album. Tell me about that song.
Oh, wow. The main thing I can remember are the clothes I had to wear for,
so it was
for the picture.
One of the clothes.
I was dressed like a young boy from 1910, 1912, I don't know. And I was crossing my hands like that. I was really angry.
Yeah, right.
Because the song talked about all the injustice in Israel, the corruption, you know, the different societies and the gaps between them. And I just, you know, at the time, I didn't really understand everything that was happening in the country, and I didn't really understand all the lyrics, but I think I did a good job at, you know, singing it in an angry way.
In an angry way. So
yes.
you went into the thing, I have to be angry, so I have to be angry, I have to look angry, I have to do everything angry, I have to deliver it angry.
I remember my dad and my mom always telling me, you need to sound angry. You're against these ideas. You're against the injustice. So that's what I did. I just thought about it and I sang. But I gotta say, I don't think I'm much of a rapper. But it was a really fun experience, and of course, it was
cool.
Something new to me.
Yes. Who wrote that song?
Well, my mom and
okay.
my dad
okay.
together.
Cool.
I think especially my mom. She's good with lyrics.
That rap song in 2005 was a beginning for opening your awareness to what's going in the world and the injustice.
Yes.
And this is one thing that I'm also glad, so happy that also trickled down from your father, that sense of to stand up against injustice. And I'm so happy that this is continuing down, and you hear about what's going on in Israel, you know, everything that's happened with the corona, where it started, why it started, who started it, this whole thing.
We're all flooded with so many different theories and ideas and news, and it could get so confusing at times. and you don't know what to believe anymore, and you just want to believe one thing, that this is going to end soon, and hopefully it will.
With hope, yeah, with belief, you know. Denzel Washington once said, if you don't hear news, you are uninformed, and if you hear news, you are misinformed. So
that is so Denzel.
Right?
That is so smart.
It's
yeah.
Wonderful.
No, he's so insightful.
That's right. Looking at everything in a different way. Yeah, it's wonderful. And so, and what's going on in, you know, in Brazil with the rainforests that,
yes.
that scientists are saying that within 5 years, if this is continuing, the rainforest is gone. And if that is gone, we're gone, because this is what's holding everything
That's right.
up.
You know, and my mom always told me that the rainforests are the lungs of the world. That's where the world breathes.
Absolutely.
And I agree. Yeah.
So thank you for continuing that and bring the awareness on that issue as well. And you're doing other things that maybe we'll hear of, maybe we'll not, but this is wonderful that you are part of this. It's been a pleasure to have you here. This is a wonderful transition again, being here on the pivotal point, kind of on the same time of where things are kind of shifting and you're taking over. I consider your father if you consider like Sting or Stevie Wonder. That's for me. So you are the next carrying the throne. No pressure. No pressure. Anything. No pressure. But you know,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate hearing this. I mean, I realize who my father is and the history he's made with the music in Israel, and I would just love to continue that line and just bring it outside, you know, to the world.
Well, you bring every song
here.
Every song will play here and in my station. There are all the songs here. You can count on that.
Thank you so much.
So we'll do that. So, anything coming up? What's your webpage? What's your channel? Maybe people can start looking at what you're doing. Your Facebook page.
Okay.
Put it up.
Sure. Yeah, I have a YouTube channel, Suyan Caspi.
And, so it's S-U-Y-A-N.
Exactly.
Okay.
And Caspi with a C.
I'll put the link in the post.
Mm-hmm.
And Suyan, thank you very much for giving us a wonderful time and peek into your world and peek into your music and to your and how you and your singing. And have a wonderful week. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being here. Have a wonderful week. Create what
you
speak.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week too. Thank you.
So I want to introduce a new song, a new rendition for a very famous and loved song. In Hebrew, it's called Shir HaYonah, but in English, it is called Higher. And this is Suyan Caspi singing Higher. Music, production, arrangement, mastering, mixing, everything. Maestro Mati Caspi and Suyan Caspi, Higher.
Speak with Ilan Azulay only on LA Talk Radio.